PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce, topping our report this hour. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is resigning from Congress. He sent a letter to the Senate saying he will exit on August 20th. Democratic colleagues were pressuring him to step down following his recent conviction on federal bribery charges. Governor Phil Murphy is expected to appoint a replacement who would then serve through the end of the year. President Joe Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office on Wednesday on his decision to drop his 2024 Democratic re-election bid. Biden posted on X he will speak on what lies ahead and how he'll finish the job for the American people. Biden will speak at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Another resignation is making headlines, this time the director of the Secret Service. Kim Cheadle had faced backlash from both sides of the aisle for her agency's handling of the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Cheadle was on Capitol Hill on Monday testifying before lawmakers. House Speaker Mike Johnson says her resignation is a step in the right direction.
What we saw Saturday last was a series of errors and oversights. So whomever is appointed to replace her, I hope will be, you know, very sober-minded about those responsibilities and that they will look to improve the processes so that the people can have faith in that agency.
President Biden says he will make a replacement soon. Republican leaders have turned their attention to VP Kamala Harris since Biden stepped aside from the presidential race. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Harris will have to answer for her record as she seeks to defeat Trump.
There's no way to dress this up. Kamala Harris has a long record in public service, and she cannot point to a single thing. I don't think a single thing that she has done successfully.
Johnson says Harris co-owns what he calls, quote, crises with the border, crime, the economy, and national security. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. U.S. regulators are investigating how Delta Airlines is treating passengers affected by canceled and delayed flights as the airline struggles to recover from a global technology outage. The transportation secretary announced the investigation today on X. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 57 points today. If you're looking for a vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com. Choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Well, showers pop up tomorrow. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I know it's hard to plan outdoor activities when the forecast is just unsettled, kind of nebulous. But here's the bottom line. Two more days of unsettled weather. Clouds, high humidity, on and off rain. Just over 48 hours from now, we will transition to drier weather and much drier air. Tonight, though, we get wet again. Pockets of rain return, probably heavy at times through the overnight hours. Low temperatures in the lower 70s. We'll continue the chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, an unsettled weather day. Highs in the lower 80s. 80s again on Thursday with one more push of scattered rain during the day. It'll be breezy, too. And then check out Friday. Sunny, dry, and not humid. Highs will be about 80 to 85 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Piscataway, Point Pleasant, and Camden are all 84 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season. Or the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long. Guaranteed.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.